kind of just try to be everything and make sure that you can keep players safe.
Did you break your nose this week?
Yeah, 7-on-7 on Monday night. Caught a pass. DB tried to knock it out, and he missed. Hit my nose. Still caught the ball, though, so it's all good.
Is it broken?
Yeah, it'll be fine, though. just a little bit in the top part.
You look good. It's a good look for a football player. Yeah.
What a day to happen, huh? It was like, it really had to happen a couple days before media, but...
It happens this football.
Yeah, you guys won a couple of Big Ten championships in a row, but everyone's picking Ohio State. Do you feel like an underdog?
I think, you know, each year we've kind of been the underdog, I think you could say. I mean, nobody's ever really picked. I mean, I guess, you know, some people obviously, you know, have their picks and things like that. But, you know, that's kind of how I like to go into it. You know, obviously we've had a couple good years in the past, but it's a new year and it doesn't really matter what you did in the past. Obviously it sets you up for success, but you know, it's a new year. We got to make sure that we come out and play every game. So I kind of like being the underdog.
And for you, you got quarterbacks rotating again. Is that tough as a receiver? Would you like to see somebody kind of settle into that spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think kind of like last year, you know, fall camp, summer, you got to work with each guy, so you kind of got the chemistry built with each and every one of them. But as camp comes, it'd be nice to, you know, get a guy that actually is named the starter, and then you can start working with him and kind of getting the chemistry down and let him kind of control the game and learn how to do all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I don't think it hurts us that we've, you know, it's just the summer, so it's fine to go with a couple different guys. But, you know, once fall camp comes, it'd be nice to kind of name a starter and get to work with the starter.
How's McAvoy been doing? In the summer, Tanner?
He's looked good. I mean, all the quarterbacks have looked good, you know, but then again, it's the summer. DBs, I mean, obviously they'll try to, you know, make plays and things like that, but you don't have that much. During the camp. So once that kind of happens, we'll see. But all the guys look good right now, playing well.
McAvoy, what you expected athletically, you know, when he's built to be?
Yeah, I mean, he looks good, so. You know, like I said, we'll see during the season and fall camp and how that, you know, all kind of turns up.
A lot of expectations for you this year, preseason honors, that type of thing. How do you handle that? Motivation?
I mean, you know, those preseason honors are, you know, it's kind of great to kind of have that and, you know, a blessing just for the past couple of years. That's kind of what that is, it's a success that I've had, but that doesn't really, you know, say much for the season. You know, I got to go out there and perform each game, so I don't really put too much on that. Like I said, it's a blessing and an honor, but you got to go out there and perform each day. So, you know, I kind of look at it as kind of like that, just go out there, play my game, and don't really worry about the honors like that. That stuff, you know, will kind of handle itself if you go out there and take care of business. So that's kind of the way I like to approach it and don't really think about it. Just go out there and try to do what I can, you know, set my own goals and things like that, and let that take care of it.
When you guys have a trophy game, we always love that snapshot and hoisting the trophy and stuff, but how much do those games really mean to you guys as players?
They mean a lot. You know, I said it a couple times already. You can throw away the records. It doesn't mean anything. You know, players, you know, come out for those rivalry games, have their best games a lot of the times, and so it just means so much more than just, you know, a game. It's actual, you know, state versus state or kind of like that. And so, you know, players are going to have their best games. It's going to be a really intense game. And so, you know, I think rivalry games are fun for us, for both teams, you know, playing in it. And I think that's something special.
What about as far as one of the changes now with the schedule and the Big Ten, you get to play Iowa on a regular basis now. With those bordering states and all, I mean, is that good for the sport, you think?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I think too, just, I mean, obviously we haven't played Iowa in a couple of years now, and it's been like 2 or 3 years, probably 3 years. So, I mean, you know.
Similar teams though, they both kind of take pride in physicality,
yep.
Is that how you see it?
Yeah, that's how I see it. So, I think it's good though. And once we start getting into a system where you actually keep playing the teams each year, year in and year out, you know, that will start to really become more evident. But I think it's good for the borders and things like that. I kind of like that.
Coach Anderson just said it would help to have another receiver emerge just to help you and make it easier on you. Would that make your life a little more easy?
I mean, obviously having another receiver helps. I mean, I think you look back to when Nick Toon was a senior, and then kind of me and Duck were there to kind of, you know, help him out. And, you know, I actually had a pretty good year that year just because I think a lot of, you know, defenses were focusing on Nick. So, I mean, I don't mind, you know, being the guy. Like, I love that. But, you know, obviously when you have somebody else to help out, or, you know, when you have somebody else on the other side, when they get a one-on-one and they can win that, I mean, the defenses kind of have to back up, and they can't just play cover two or try to put two guys on you the whole game. And so, you know, I've seen that a lot this past year, you know, just kind of putting cover two to my side and just trying to take it away. But, I mean, obviously I can't. Like, you know, it makes it a lot more difficult. Obviously, when you have a one-on-one, it's, you know, you should win that, you know, most of the times as a receiver. So, I mean, it made it tough, but, you know, I can't complain about anything. You know, obviously, you know, being the number one receiver, that's I mean, something that, you know, I love being. But it'll be nice to have a number two as well.
Would you pick a leading candidate to emerge?
I mean, there's a couple guys that have done really well. You know, last year, you know, guys like Jordan Frederick did well, Chase Hammond, Duckworth, you know, done good. Kenzel Doe, you know, some young guys, you know, AJ Jordan, Wheelwright. You know, there's got to be guys I'm missing, but, you know, we'll just see who really steps up during camp. You know, a lot of those guys have had a really good summer. They've played well. Really kind of learning the game and learning the ins and outs at the wide receiver position. So we'll see what happens during fall camp.
Are you one of those guys, do you like to play the video game?
Not really.
Not really?
No, I mean, I play once in a while, but it's more so if, you know, one of my buddies on the team wants to play or something like that. But
how bummed maybe were guys when they found out it was no longer going to be NCAA with the contract and all?
I mean, I'm not, like, honestly, I'm not much of a gamer that way, but, I mean, I was a little bit bummed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of fun to go out there and play and kind of, you know, play as yourself, you know, on the game. And, you know, you always, I usually get a couple of interceptions because everybody knows I'm just going to throw to myself. But, yeah, it's kind of bummed out, but.
Do you understand kind of the big picture reason of why they're doing it, you know, with the rights fees and appearances and stuff?
I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, tough situations for them that they have to go through. I'm not in that position, so I couldn't, you know, tell you I understand it all. But I know that they, you know, obviously have their things that they have to work through.
Jared, are you familiar with the new targeting rule that, you know, protecting defenseless players this year, that if a guy targets above the shoulders now, he's going to get thrown up? You've taken a couple hits at Oregon State as well. How do you feel about that?
Kind of like I approached it earlier, it's kind of a tough line. I mean, obviously, it's good to have player safety, and I think that's great. And then, you know, there's a time where it comes to where it's football too. And so, you know, we know that, you know, there's injuries are going to happen. It's, some of them are inevitable. And so, I mean, it's a tough subject because, you know, it's just, where do you draw the line? And so, I still leave it at that. It's hard to, I mean, I'm glad I don't have to make the decision.
Jared James talked about the offense changing a little bit. He thought there'd be more passing. What are your thoughts on the offense? Do you think kind of features the receivers a little bit more?
I mean, obviously we're Wisconsin, you know, we're going to run the ball. But I think you'll see a little bit more passing than last year. I almost think of it more so kind of like the last 2 or 3 years that we've had. So not last year, but the 2 years ago and 3 years ago. When Coach Chris was offensive coordinator, I kind of think of it like that. Kind of feels kind of the same way. But we'll see once camp gets here, like what kind of how it all goes down. I mean, you kind of got to play towards your player's strengths. So, I mean, say if the running backs are having a good year, they're obviously going to run the ball. You're obviously going to throw the ball as well. But, you know, see what your player's strengths are and play towards that.
Do you remember a conversation you had with Coach Medico when you first arrived on campus about